we're doing the whole thing where if I claim that scientific knowledge that I haven't conducted myself is valid, that's a faith claim.
I'm just saying you have faith in that evidence, right?
Faith, if by faith you mean trust, then yes, because I have experience with, products, practices, whatever, developed through the scientific method that have worked for me. We all do that. You are using a computer that fits in your phone right now. Thank you, science. It actually does work, right?
Now, creation is dumb.
No, hold on. We're talking about about the Earth being flat. So, which scientific ideas that are taken to be true by the general public are, well, that would expand beyond flat Earth. So, do you think the Earth is flat?
I don't know. I cannot prove or disprove it myself personally.
No, you can prove it. You can prove that it's not flat. It's extremely easy.
How can I, as an individual, discover that?
It's extremely easy. What you would do is figure out a way to test whether or not it's flat, and then you can disprove it. And like I said, it's extremely easy.
How can I prove it?
Sure. Call literally anybody and have them look at the moon while you look at the moon. And as long as they're not standing right next to you, if they are hundreds of miles away and they see the same moon you do, that proves that the moon must be an absurd distance away. And on a flat Earth, that moon, people are going to be looking at it from different angles. They can't see the same thing when they look at that moon, the same face of it. So that is really all you need to prove that we do not have a small local moon, and the geometry of the Earth being that way makes absolutely no sense. Now, you could claim the Earth is flat and the moon is super duper far away, but that's not really the flat Earth claim about the moon. Do you want me to keep going or?
No, flat Earth is some dumb shit that we'll never truly understand ourselves. But
no, we understand it. We've been to space. We have photographs of the Earth. We understand that the Earth isn't flat. It's not even hard to do. You can also look at the geometry of the angle the sun makes in the sky, and it 100% fails if you assume the Earth is flat.
Yeah, I'm just not educating that trigonometry. I haven't tested it myself. So like I say, I can either prove it or disprove it. I'm not going to say one's right and one's wrong. I'm just saying I do not know. Now, creation is dumb. Where did everything come from?
It didn't come from anywhere.
All right, so go deeper in that.
There's really nothing to go deeper on. We do not have a there's no requirement for this universe being created, and we have no evidence that it was and there's no evidence that it was created.
Now, is there an age on our sun and our planet?
Yeah.
There's no age?
I said yes.
Gotcha. So what was before that? What is it being aged off of?
The sun coalesced into a form of matter around 4.5 billion years ago from pre-existing materials.
Gotcha. And those pre-existing materials, did they have age on them?
So all of the matter in the universe is around, this is kind of weird, but it's around 14 billion years old. But that matter undergoes changes. And so when two hydrogen nuclei in the sun's core fuse into helium, that helium was just formed. But you can't really date helium that way. That's not possible. The stuff it's made of has always been around. But things that take on new forms sometimes can be dated. Radioactive isotopes can do that. People can do that because they have birthdays.
Yeah. Now, please explain the Big Bang then.
What do you want to know about it?
What is the Big Bang? What's your definition of the Big Bang?
I think it would be a lot more helpful if I just tell you that the Big Bang is not the creation of the universe.
What is the Big Bang?
most people, I don't know about most, but a lot of people think it's the creation of the universe, and it's not. So I'm just getting that out of the way
right away. The people that theorized the Big Bang, what was their consensus of what the Big Bang is?
We live in a universe that expands, doesn't create new energy or matter in the process, and it began in a extremely dense state.
From a very tiny point, right?
No, it was a point of, it was an infinite, it's not a point.
So it's expanding, right?
Yes, so an infinite universe rewind, expands.
In reverse, it looked like it's contracting, right?
Things, all of the observations you would make would be of stuff moving toward you. But
so let's say not, expansion turns into contraction. I was literally still talking.
So the universe is still infinite, even though stuff in the universe is getting closer together. So don't say that the universe was getting smaller or something like that.
Yeah, but to say it's expanding means it was closer together at one point.
The stuff we see was, yes.
So is there a theory out there that expansion could turn into contraction and it could collapse in on itself?
Yep.
Yep.
All right. So there's a central point, right?
Nope.
So how does it expand or contract? It has to have a centralized location where it expands from or contracts to.
Nope.
Explain that.
Do you know how to picture in your head something that has an infinite or is infinite in all dimensions?
Then how would it contract? How does infinite
the stuff contract? In it gets farther apart or closer
so
together.
So the stuff in it.
Yep.
So where's the barrier of in?
It doesn't or have out one that we know of.
Then how can you say stuff in it? There's no end to something that has no perimeter.
Congratulations on being pedantic. What does that prove?
So I'm just saying, from the people that theorized the Big Bang, it definitely sounds like it came from a central point, infinitely dense.
That's just you not understanding it.
Now, evolution. What's your theory on evolution?
I don't have my own private theory of evolution, but okay. I've looked into the science, and the science looks pretty good. That all
what
life
science?
On this. What science? Evolutionary biology.
What did you learn?
Evolutionary biology.
All right. Is there a specific person that you studied?
No,
or was it just
like,
straight from school?
No, it's dozens and dozens and dozens of people.
Who are they?
Who are they? I could. Do you want me to? All right. For example, For example, we have C. Malley and D. Shibata. I have E. Murchison, D. Wedge, L. Alexandrov et al. I have. That one doesn't have an author, but it's from Princeton. I have D. Torrent. I have M. Isaac. I have G. Sloyan. I have N. Shukla. I have B. Shaban. I. Romero. I have Kaneda and C. Hobb. I have, Charles Darwin. Check that out. I have Jared Diamond. I also have, I'm almost on, A. Gupta, A. Mishra, N. Puri, W. Hordjik, C. Kazanzave, O. Uhlenbeck. I have, that's just from New Scientist, J. Villanueva Cañas, J. Ruiz Orrera, M. Agea et al. I have L. Hoffmeyer, S. Gaute, I don't know if I'm saying that right, M. Mason, J. Christensen, Dalsgaard et al. I have Y. Inaya, Y. Ota, O-H-T-A, I don't know if I said that right, M. Nishikimi, A. Palazzo, E. Kunin, Z. Patel, T. Hughes, D. Urshik, Jerry Coyne, M. Jacobson, B, Coburn. I, Sekirov. B, Finlay. D, Diaz. J, Neto. G, Kuwajima. Do you want me to keep going?
No, you can stop now. Do they all cite Lucy?
Do they all cite Lucy? No.
Yeah.
Who the fuck is Lucy?
Lucy's supposed to be the gap in between what we evolved from into now.
Yeah, the Australopithecus Africanus specimen. Okay. No, they don't all cite that. No, those were evolutionary biologists who do experiments verifying evolution.
Gotcha. My cunt? I'm saying from apes. I'm saying from apes to us now. Where's the in-between at? Where are those? Where's this?
They're dead.
Archaeological discoveries of half-human, half-ape. Where's already, us evolving?
You already know because you said it earlier.
Now, if in different parts of the world, they're in different stages of evolution, where are these half-ape, half-humans?
They've been dead for a while. But we know of them. We've discovered huge numbers of them.
So if we're constantly we're in evolution right now, where's people that are in between?
They're dead. I already told this to you.
That's an easy way to try to keep your belief right there. They're dead.
No. Evolution.
Where's people advancing farther than us?
Devin, evolution, it doesn't necessarily require this, but one of the inevitable consequences of evolution is that if you evolve, the thing you used to be doesn't exist anymore. Where are all the people that speak Old English? They don't exist because Old English doesn't exist because it turned into modern English. Where are all of our more basal primate ancestors? They're dead because they changed.
Now, what about these tribes that haven't really been contacted by the outside world that are
We're not changing the subject to something else. I'm going to wait until you can tell me whether or not you understand this. If things evolve, one of the necessary consequences of that is that the thing they used to be stops existing. Do you get it?
If they're continually breeding with each other, I can see how it changes over time. But if people are separated from the progression
in different
locations around the world,
the question is, do you get it?
No, I don't get that at all.
Okay, then I'm going to re-explain it to you, okay? Do you understand why there are no people who speak Old English anymore?
So you're saying if
Devin, do you understand why there are no people? Every time that you don't answer the question, I will interrupt you. I do, but I'm asking you a specific question, and when you don't answer it, I will interrupt you until you answer the question. I'm known for this. It's kind of my thing. So,
do you understand from someone's answer?
Do you understand why there are no people that speak Old English anymore?
You're telling me no one speaks Old English.
Devin, do you understand why there are no people that speak Old English anymore?
My belief is people still speak Old English.
Really?
Yes.
Could you find one?
So, say in the time.
Remember when you asked me for evidence and I gave you a list of names?
No, I'm not.
Could you give me the list of names of people that speak Old English?
Okay, I'm saying people are speaking Old English and keep them separate from the rest of the world. They continue to speak Old English and the rest of the world evolved.
Holy fucking shit. There are no people that speak Old English anymore. So I don't care whatever you were going to ramble about that. Now, do you understand why Old English isn't spoken anymore? And you're muted, so you have to unmute yourself. And I would maybe try to stand closer to your internet source. You got to tap yourself and click the unmute button.
It's unmuted. I'm listening.
Okay. Do you understand why Old English became Modern English, or that it became Modern English?
Yeah, they improved it.
Yeah, so it changed over time, and the way it used to get spoken was superseded by a new way of it being spoken. You get it?
Gotcha.
Cool.
I completely understand that. 100%. Yep. There's no indifference between us believing that. But I'm saying if I took a group of people that spoke Old English and kept them away from the advancement of a newer, better language, they would continue to speak that.
No,
if
they did wouldn't. Not have
the outside influence English of turned the new into
language. Modern English. It is true that there were influences from like Romantic languages and being borrowed from other parts of the continent, and that helped progress Old English into what it is today. But even if the English Isles completely separated themselves, the language would still evolve.
Why is there no other creatures evolving like us?
Have you ever watched the show Friends?
No, I haven't.
Oh, well, there's this scene that people tell me is funny, but I've never found anything about that show to be funny, where they're trying to get a couch up a flight of stairs, and Ross countless times says, "Pivot!" And that just reminds me of what's going on here. So what was your question?
My question is, why is there no other creatures on Earth even close to us? Why are we so stood apart from the rest of the world?
Because the selective pressures are different. Why is it that cows can't fly? How is that? That must mean that evolution isn't true, because cows can't fly.
Why can humans fly? Why can humans communicate? Why can we use tools? Why can we transmute our thoughts into reality? How are we able to craft and care for the entire world?
Because
why
we
are
things.
We so different?
Because we do different things.
No shit, that's what I'm saying. Do you
I would
ever
say because
wonder
we
why
have,
we're the only species
yeah, we
that
have unique
has
brains.
This ability?
We have unique
very
brains,
unique.
And there's nothing
very,
about
very,
evolution
very
that...
Very unique brains.
Nothing
very
about
unique.
That is a problem for evolution. It's explained very well by evolution. Do you not believe in evolution?
No, I believe we adapt to our surroundings 100%.
Do you believe in evolution?
I believe there's some design by it. There's a reason. I believe in creative evolution.
Great. So tell us how adaptation happens. It doesn't. So it's going to be really funny to listen to this. But tell us how
so
adaptation happens.
So kind of like you probably work some tech job and don't have any calluses on your hands. But if you were to pick up a shovel and use it over and over again, you're going to build up a layer called a callus that protects you.
Yeah, I know,
you.
Buddy. I was edging in my front yard for like an hour and a half yesterday. So I know something about manual labor.
You don't got to tell us what you do in your free time, but if you're edging...
I was edging in my front yard because the grass was growing into the lava rock landscaping, so I edged it and put up some plastic landscaping stuff. So I was edging in my yard for an hour and a half.
This new age edging. Sorry about that. But yeah,
it's not new. People have been edging grass for a very long time.
Has anyone in the chat heard of edging? And seeing how that was kind of interpreted wrong right there.
You being a pervert is not my problem, so.
Hey, you could get calluses doing that too, buddy. But yeah, like that. You adapt. Your body adapts. If there's something conflicting you, your body adapts to it.
Yeah, just how like does that happen?
You could adapt through a new diet, multiple things. Yeah. Your body reacts to the environment.
Okay. So if I edge constantly and then the skin on my hands becomes thicker and then I make a baby, am I going to have a baby with calloused hands?
I think over time and time and time, just like people with
no.
more melanin
this
in their
called
skin
Lamarckism,
are less susceptible
has,
to the sun.
Yeah, so what you believe in is this thing called Lamarckism, which has been demonstrated to be false, apart from some interesting epigenetic effects.
So what do you think of different colored people? Where did that come from?
From subtle changes in genes, which is how which is evolution. Adaptation isn't something that happens. You can't You can't pass on calloused hands to your offspring. But if there's a subtle gene change that makes your body absorb slightly more melanin or not absorb as much melanin because the human species began as a rather dark pigmented species, I guess we can say, kind of a weird thing to say, but whatever. So that is how actual changes across populations happen, by small changes in genes or gene expression.
So that's what I was saying with adaptation. Just like you could gain more melanin and pass that on to your offspring.
Yeah. Adaptation is not a thing that happens. You can't, if I tanned every day, if I had an identical twin and I tanned every single day and he never tanned once, and we both had children with two sisters who are also identical twins, then my children would not be darker than my identical twins' children. Again, this is called Lamarckism, and it's been demonstrated to be false.
Gotcha. So what's your belief? Well, why are we here? What happens when we're gone?
I have no beliefs about a teleological aspect of our existence. There are causes, but there isn't an ultimate reason for it. As far as what happens when we die, I have no belief about it.
You don't have an idea?
I have zero beliefs about whether or not an afterlife exists and what it's like. No, because nobody knows anything about that. And I don't believe in things that there isn't evidence for.
So you're 100% evidence-based in everything you do?
Probably not.
So you do have some faith or trust in your life in most everything you do.
As I go about this world that I have an experience with, there are things that I encounter that I've never encountered before or run into, and I have ideas about how they might go. I could say that I'm pulling on prior experiences to shape those thoughts for almost everything, but even if it's something new, you could call that faith, but I think that's a little bit silly. I don't have faith in things. I don't have thoughts at all about things that we have no clue about whatsoever, like if there's an afterlife and what that afterlife might be like. Like, I wouldn't say I have faith that the sun will come up tomorrow. We know about the sun. And it's always come up, so I'm pretty sure I have a pretty good reason to think that it will, but I don't live in the future, so I don't actually have access to the future. So David Hume maybe would call that faith, but I wouldn't. That's not really how I think about it, and I don't think that's how most people think about it. You're off the app. Dev3N, and we can't hear you if you don't have the app running. What, Devin, stop edging and just get back here. Okay, well, you have a good time.